Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nope, it's Ian Hoke with you for just a few minutes longer until Scoot parks the car and gets back up here into the studio to finish the show from the Jefferson Financial Credit Union studios instead of at the lakefront where he's been doing the show for the last hour. But we had some internet problems and he had to bail out on that. But joining me on the line right now is Scoot. Scoot, where are you at?
Yeah, hey, I don't want to say exactly where I am because, you know, somebody might want to, you know, like, you know, force an accident and call an attorney or something. So I don't want to say exactly where I am. But I'm on my way in. A few sprinkles on the windshield of the car. I am driving the speed limit, which, you know, kind of goes against my nature. But I'm in an area where I always drive the speed limit. Sometimes on the interstate, I'll go a little faster than the speed limit. Not that I recommend that. But anyway, look, so there's more coming out now about Sean Payton. And when the owner of the Saints and when people are saying, like, especially the owner of the Saints, say things like, well, none of us know. To me, that's kind of like a telling thing. I mean, we don't know for sure. He might end up being with the Saints next year. I hope he does. But there's just I find some things that it could be, as I wrote in the blog on our website at WWL.com, it could be Sean Payton kind of toying with the media. But I also think that there are some things to be a little bit curious about when it comes to this particular conversation that we're having.
A texter asked earlier if you thought that this was what they called agency speak, just a way to for him to sort of get leverage, I guess, against the Saints organization and try and get more money, much in the same way that, you know, if you're looking for a promotion or a way to advance in your job, you might go have a conversation with somebody else and then let your boss know that you're having that conversation. So they see that, you know, you might be about to walk out, but you don't think that's what Sean Payton is doing here.
I don't think that he could be, but I don't think that only because I'm thinking about Sean Payton. I've been coaching this team for 16 years. We've gone to the Super Bowl. Everybody's happy unless we get to the Super Bowl or get to the playoffs. There's a lot of stuff to deal with, including Roger Goodell. And, man, I can go and have this job where they, like, fly me around sometimes in a private jet or I'm, you know, at least flying, you know, first class or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got nice accommodations everywhere I go. And I'm pampered. I'm taken care of. And I'm in the media. And I'm still relevant in the world that is my life's passion, which is football.
Right.
And I'm relevant in a different way. And, look, let's be honest. You know, there's some hot new young coaches up there, and Sean Payton's a great coach, but he's not one of those coaches. When he gets into, if he gets into the media, then he'll be one of the younger guys in the media. So I'm just thinking that this may be, you know, this may be an opportunity for him to make this move. And I'm from my perspective in the media, I'm just looking at this as a possibility. And again, I hope I'm wrong because I want him to stay.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about the football games that we saw yesterday and Saturday and how things are looking for the conference championships this weekend?
Yeah, but in particular, let's talk about the controversy with the way for the Buffalo Bills in overtime.
Take us there.
It seems like there's a lot of talk about the NFL changing the rules. Now, the rules are in overtime, and I think I'm right about this. The rules are that you go into overtime and you flip a coin. Mm-hmm. And if the first team to score a touchdown wins, if a team scores a field goal, then the other team gets the ball. Correct. And they get a chance to score a touchdown. If they score a touchdown, the game's over. If they score a field, then the game continues until somebody scores a touchdown. So there are people who are really upset because the Buffalo Bills won the toss. Sorry, the Kansas City Chiefs won the toss.
Right.
And so they went right down and scored a touchdown. And so the Bills didn't even touch the ball in overtime. Now, they followed the rules, but should the rules change? And, you know, I understand the frustration, and I think a lot of people feel like, well, we should have at least had a chance in overtime to score. But in college, I don't remember what it's like in college. If they score, if the team that gets the ball first in overtime scores a touchdown, is it over, or does the other team get a shot at it? I kind of forget.
Well, the reason, and I may be a little over my skis here because I'm not a sports expert, but the reason that the overtime rules are the way they are now is because of the conference championship game with the Saints and the Vikings when we were in overtime, and everyone was so upset that the Vikings did not get a chance to touch the ball when we won on that field goal. Am I remembering that correctly? Like, that's why the rules are the way they are now. So now people are upset on the Bills side of things and say they should have had a chance. So now what? Are people going to want to change the rules again so that each team gets to touch the ball at least once? So the Chiefs could score that touchdown, but then the Bills get another chance.
Right. And if the Bills – this is what those who want the rules to change want. They want the other team to get, at least get their hands on the ball. So if the Chiefs go down and score a touchdown – the game's not over. The Bills get a chance to come down and score a touchdown and tie it, and then it goes back to the Chiefs and back and forth until, you know, I mean, at some point there's a time limit, and I forget what that is. Because, you know, you and I, we're sports fans. We're not sports experts. We're
right.
Just like sports fans talking about this. But if the Chiefs score a touchdown and the Bills go down and score a touchdown, or go down and just score a field goal, well, then the game would be over.
The game would
be
over.
But if they score a touchdown, then the game will, you know, I don't know, maybe at that point it becomes whoever scores next. I mean, you could make that rule so at least people are satisfied that their team in overtime at least got their hands on the ball. And if they come down and score a touchdown and tie it, then it could be the next team that scores, field goal or whatever, wins the game.
It has to be, because you can't have a tie in a playoff game like this. You can't walk away without one team winning and one team losing. So you gotta finish the overtime quarter or whoever scores the next point.
Yeah.
Then they gotta stop there. So I was emotionally invested in the second game last night to a greater degree than I kind of gave myself credit for in the beginning of the day. I wanted to see the Bills win that game. And we've talked a little bit on the show about why people are Bills fans. People have said the Bills are the Saints of the North, and what exactly that means, I guess we could unpack another day. But I was really sad to see the Bills lose in that way. I mean, they played a great game. You know, some of the commentators this morning are saying that this could be a contender for the best NFL game of all time, or at least in modern history. But looking at the rest of the teams that lost the weekend, I was happy the Bengals advanced. I was happy the 49ers advanced. I was happy to see Tom Brady lose. But, you know, the Chiefs have already been to the Super Bowl pretty recently and won just the year before last. I believe they played the Vikings and beat them quite decisively there. So I was a little bit sad to see the Bills locked out. That was kind of a heartbreaker from me just watching my living room.
They're such a great team. They deserve to be where they are. I mean, you know, look, Mahomes is just, you know, unbelievable. I mean, he has so much to offer.
Yeah.
And also, over the weekend, the Los Angeles Rams Tampa Bay Bucks game was incredible because it was like 20-3 at halftime, and Tom Brady roars back.
He did the thing that he does.
Probably,
yeah.
Yes, reminding his team, hey, I played in this one game in the Super Bowl against the Atlanta Falcons, and it was 28-3, and we did it. Well, they came back, and I mean, they almost won it, but the Rams were just too sharp. And, you know, Matthew Stafford, I have not been a fan of his because he hasn't been consistent, but he sure played a great game.
I got a couple text messages here if you'd like to hear from those, or if you want to take a break.
I'm
we're doing it live. Okay, good. Somebody texts us and says, you talk about a live show. Yeah, doesn't get much liver than this. Scoot's on the street, literally walking into the building, and I'm just kind of tap dancing until he gets here. Let's see. Here's a text that says, the NFL does it this way in an effort to get away from sudden death. NFL ties do not happen in the playoffs. Right. Okay. So we kind of understood that already.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to get away from sudden death. It's exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. Here's a text that says, in college, each team gets a shot from the 25-yard line. Then they alternate with two-point tries if it's still tied. You think something like that could work in the NFL? I mean, why not?
Yeah, I wouldn't give an NFL team the ball on the 25-yard line because that's almost the red zone. You know, it's like, well, why don't you give them first and goal on the one?
That's not
and see how they do from there.
Indeed.
Yeah, I wouldn't give them. I would do it. I would have a kickoff. I wouldn't give them the ball. I wouldn't give an NFL team the ball on the 25 and see what they can do with it. Because I mean, that's an automatic field goal too.
Yeah. Here's a Texas.
Well, for most teams.
Why don't they? This is a worded a little confusing. Why don't they don't let a team play to a tie? Why don't they let a team play into a tie? If the first team scores a touchdown and extra point, then the other team gets a chance to score a touchdown but must attempt a two-point conversion. If the first team scores a touchdown and a two-point conversion, game over. That's interesting.
Well, that is interesting. And you could put that up for grabs, but, the NFL's got a lot of complicated rules, and I think they'd like to make it less complicated rather than more complicated. But, I'd go along with that as a possibility.
Here's a text that says, a great game like last night should not end on a coin flip, and that's basically what happens. And I think this is what you were saying earlier. Everybody understands the rules about how many possessions you get and how, you got to get a touchdown. A field goal is not good enough, thanks to the Saints. But the coin flip, what else could we be doing at the end of regulation besides another coin flip to decide who's going to start that quarter with the ball?
Well, I don't know if there's any other fair way to do it. I would like to see each team get their hands on the ball. And, you could also, I'm sure the NFL would argue, well, it was up to the Bills' defense to stop the Chiefs from going in for a touchdown. If they would have held them to a field goal, they would have gotten their hands on the ball.
Maybe something
–
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I can see where – I can see where you'd be happy with the team getting a chance to at least getting a chance to get the ball. And both of those offenses were so on fire – late in the game that it's not a surprise that Kansas City went down and scored the touchdown.
Yeah. Here's another that says, it's such a dumb rule. How can you not give a team a chance to touch the ball at all in overtime? Both teams are going into overtime dead even. So no one's saying the game wasn't fair. The rule is unfair. So maybe there's like a okay, go with me on this journey here. What's like a skill-based sort of competition that you could have in place of the coin toss? Like set up like opposing field goals and whoever kicks the longest field goal or something else, some sort of like football skill thing that you could do where it's not totally left up to chance, but each team, it can't take long, obviously. It's got to be something they can do in a minute or so. You know what I mean?
What would be like... I think what you're talking about would be close to a penalty kick in soccer or
exactly.
a penalty shot in,
yep.
in hockey.
That's exactly what I mean. Something just like that, something that can be done pretty quickly without a lot of fuss, doesn't need a lot of setup, a lot of circumstance,
pump,
but just something that at least could say our team did better than the other team at that particular exercise, and that's why we started overtime.
Or they could just do a jump ball in midfield.
A jump ball? That's brilliant. I hope that they're listening right now because we're just firing out pearls.
I mean, I know. Between us and the audience, we've got some ideas for the NFL.
Maybe like a dance-off. They got a panel of judges out there or something, or some sort of Iron Chef thing where they like cook, and then everyone says, well, I think your dish was better. I think your beefy mac was better.
Yeah, I don't think that they have to change too much. I mean, I think it's an interesting idea about like some kind of a penalty, a kick, or you know, whatever, like in hockey or soccer. But I don't have a problem with them kind of keeping the game the way it is. And then just giving each team a chance to get the ball. I think that's fair.
Here's a text.
You know, you
says,
come down, you score a touchdown. The other team gets the ball. You score a field goal. Game's over. Score a touchdown. Game continues.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of good texts about this, people with suggestions about ways to fix this. But here's one that points out, remember, Mahomes lost exactly the same way to Brady when he played for the championship the first time. Brady won the toss, and they scored, so Mahomes lost in that situation. So, boy, how the tables have turned.
Yep.
Here's a text. Right. This is right up my alley. Scoot, the two teams should be given muskets, and the wedding gunpowder musket balls for seven rounds, and the teams line up. Where's the rest of it? 4, 2, 7. Darn. All right. Well, the second half of that text got cut off, but you can see. A lot of people are suggesting that the overtime quarter should just be 15 minutes of just regulation football. Get away from the sudden death, right? Just let them play an additional quarter, and whoever's ahead at the end of that fifth quarter is the winner. What's wrong with that?
That's what they do in the NBA.
Right?
You know, the NBA just has another, you know, another, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever the time limit is. They've got, I mean, it's regular, it's not like regulation play.
Oh, man, I'm getting a lot of good tech. Do like the XFL did. Wow, remember that? Put the ball on the 50-yard line. Both teams start on their own 25. And on the whistle, both teams go for the ball. And whoever gets it gets possession. That's awesome. Wouldn't that be way more badass to watch that than a coin flip?
Yeah, it would be. That would be fun.
Each team sends their fastest player, then the quarterbacks see who can throw farther, and the tiebreak is to see who punts the farthest. Another.
Yeah, why don't you just? We could do like, punt, pass, and kick competition.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, what if they just play paper football to decide who goes first? That is a sponsorship opportunity. And now it's the overtime paper football, you know, brought to you by 3M or whatever.
Or brought to you by, you know, Office Depot.
Yeah, exactly. You fold up. They got to, like, unfold a long paper clip to make the uprights. And they say, if you can flick the paper football up here. Are you close?
Well, look,
what are you? Should we take a break?
I'm walking in the building.
Okay, great. Well, just
yeah,
keep
go ahead.
It here.
I'm walking in the building.
No. I don't want to take a break. You stay with me now so that then we can hear you walk into the studio. And I've left, you know what, Scoot? I've left a little gift for you at your console there. Yeah, in the studio.
Is it the cookies?
Well, I don't want to spoil the surprise before you get up here.
Okay. All right. I'm coming.
Here's a text that says, do like they do on Survivor. Let the head coaches make fire to determine who gets the ball first. These are brilliant. I love it. Hey, look, I just put a couple of people on hold. I'm going to get to you guys in just a second. Don't hang up. I just got to wait until Scoot gets here. Sounds like you're in the elevator.
I am. I'm in the elevator.
Okay. Did you say hello to the security desk?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
I waved.
Never miss a chance to say hello to the security desk. They're our friends.
No, and see, what's interesting about all of this is that, you know, it didn't take me that long to get here, so I'm not that far away. It's not like walking from my old apartment, but you know what? Driving here was a lot safer than walking here from my downtown apartment.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore.
All right, so wait. I'm coming right now. Hang on. I'm coming around the corner.
I'm going to turn the mic in the studio on, so we'll ride in there, okay?
All right. I'm on the maze. I'm in the maze that is known as WWL.
The WWL maze. That's where we send people
maze,
when they screw up stuff. We send them into the maze.
Well, you ever try to tell somebody where the men's room is when they're in the studio?
Oh, no. I don't even bother. I just say we don't have one. Good luck.
Well, if it's a guest.
They'll figure it out.
But, no, you've done a great job. Thanks for hanging in there.
No, this has been really exciting. This might be the most exciting 30 minutes of radio we've done all year.
This is and that says a lot about our show, doesn't it?
You think we could be up for a Marconi for this? I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but like you know, stranger things have happened.
I see the mic light on.
Oh, mic light is on. Careful, they might be on the air in there.
Oh, I see the cookies.
Okay, I'm going to turn your phone off now.
All right, I'll hang up. Okay.
Hi.
I'm in the studio. Whew. These cookies look delish.
They're really good. The Adventurefuls there.
Is this some kind of a spice thing?
That's the Toastier is the name of that. It's like the French toast cookie. That came out last year. That was the sexy new cookie last year. Adventurefuls are the new one this year.
It's shaped like toast. Okay.
Yeah, so I got you one of each. Okay.
Okay, let me go get my headphones in my office.
Uh-huh.
We'll take a break here.
Please.
I'm Scoot.
Yes, you are.
Thank you for taking care of things, Ian. I'm in the studio.
Thanks for coming in.
We'll be right back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day, January the 24th, 1981, Aerosmith's Steven Tyler got into a really bad motorcycle accident with his 17-year-old babysitter on the back. He spent the remainder of the year recovering. It delayed the release of the band's album, Rock in a Hard Place. Now, there's nothing wrong with having your 17-year-old babysitter on the back of your motorcycle. Of course, she's got to put her hands around your waist and she's got to hold you. And if you drive a little recklessly, your 17-year-old babysitter has to hold you a little tighter. I mean, we understand all of that, but there's nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't read anything into that. But anyway, at least he was okay. Okay, I'm settled now here. Just had to race in. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I've had some monstrous cable problems. They came out over the weekend. They came out last week. I've been with them on the phone countless times. And, you know, it's almost been like a part-time job dealing with this. And then now I go to do the show today, and my internet sucks. So if you're just tuning in, I was doing the show from my apartment at West End and had to jump in the car and race down here. And Ian did a great job holding things together until I got down here. So, all right, we've got a lot going on here. We are talking about the possibility that Sean Payton might make a decision and not return as the Saints head coach. I hope that doesn't happen, but it's possible. And I wrote a blog about why I think it's possible. And that's on our website, WWL.com. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, we're also talking about maybe changing the rules of overtime. And it seems to me that that's fair, because this has been a controversy for a while, and there's just such an empty feeling for the team that doesn't even get their hands on the ball in overtime. And I understand the argument. Hey, you know, you got to have a good enough defense to stop the other team. The rules are the rules. But should the rules change? And the NFL has done a good job over the years of changing some things that need to change. I mean, remember, they pushed back the extra point, so that's no longer a given. I like that idea. Drew Brees is also talking about some of the things that he thinks they need to change, among them the roughing the passer penalties. And I totally agree with that, because some of these roughing the passer penalties are ridiculous. You know, you're in football. You might get hit. And sometimes quarterbacks get viciously hit. That's roughing the passer. Sometimes quarterbacks get hit by a guy who's like lunging toward them or brushes them in his attempt to tackle them, and that's a penalty. It's not touch football. So I would think that that should change. All right, let's go to Elwin downtown. Elwin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, I enjoyed the games this weekend. I'm glad Brady went home. I started drinking when Brady went home. I think everybody who didn't like Brady,
okay. I want to know why you don't like Brady.
Because he has seven Super Bowl rings, and he should have retired. I mean, you got to give another person a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so let's...
With him being up there all the time, is making people frustrated, because that's what you call greedy.
Okay, so let's narrow this down, Elwin. You're mad at Tom Brady because he's good.
No, I give him his credit. He is good. I give him credit for that. Like I gave credit to the Pittsburgh Steelers when they went four times, and I didn't like them, but I gave credit because my brother was living. But the thing is, I just think that Brady has too many Super Bowl rings on his hands, and I think he ought to give another person a chance. And I hope he doesn't come back next year, because we shut them out and we lost. We won twice from them. We beat them twice, and guess what?
Yeah,
we're still not in the playoffs.
Boy, and I tell you something else. Go ahead.
So here's the thing: we need to do. We need to start winning in the beginning, not start losing.
Yes,
but start winning in the beginning and win about 14 games. And I wouldn't mind if they lost the last three. But you got to keep winning. You got to have a winning streak, and that's something we didn't have.
Well, Elwin, you know, there has been this attitude, and it translates into Saints fans as well, like, oh, it's just one game. And during the season, I cautioned about that mentality of it's just one game. Oh, it's just the Giants. We should have beaten the Giants. We should have beaten the Falcons. You can say it's just one game, but those one games made a difference for us heading into the playoffs, or might have made a difference about us even getting to the playoffs. So every game matters, and you need to win the games you're supposed to win.
Yeah, but here's the thing I'm talking about. Okay, when they first started, when the season started, regular season, the Saints should be already ready to win a bunch of games so they can be able to get into the playoffs later on. Okay? I mean, at least start a winning streak, seven first. And if you want to lose the three, that's fine. But you got to win. The name of the game is to win and to be there, to be in the playoffs when the season ends.
Well, and you know, if you think about the people that we had on the team for some of those games, we should have won those games. And sometimes you said you can never predict penalties. So this year also was the pandemic. We were with a lot of people. We were suddenly, you know, missing a lot of key players. So, man, while you've got those key players in the beginning of the season, you got to start racking up those victories. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Can we start that over again? Because I forgot. I don't have my music sheet in front of me since we moved. I moved from my apartment. I'm going to start this over because this is how we were going to go into this. So there's a lot of talk about Sean Payton maybe leaving the Saints. I hope that doesn't happen. That's the way it was supposed to work, What will happen? Gail Benson hints we'll know soon. That tells me a lot. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we have some sad breaking news today. Don Wilson, guitarist for The Ventures, has passed away at the age of 88. And this was one of the big songs. The Ventures were, I would say, early 60s. I mean, look, they were before I actually got on the air. Believe it or not, people made music and made hits before I got on the radio. Not many, but a few. And The Ventures were among them. And they did Wipeout and Pipeline, and they did the opening theme for Hawaii Five-O, but this was one of their big hits. But sorry to hear that Don Wilson has passed away at the age of 88. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to New Orleans. And William, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
While we're talking about the overtime, if you don't mind, just a couple of bullet points about, see what you think about some rule changes in general, if I could run through them real quick. As far as overtime, you know, that's, in the history of NFL, that's sort of recent history. They always had ties. During the regular season, there's an insignificant percentage of ties. I understand why they do that rule in the regular season, because you got TV scheduling and you got a bunch of games. And if they had a bunch of games with running the whole quarter overtime, I get that. So as far as regular season, I don't know why we just don't go back to ties. As far as the playoffs, you know, maybe not a whole quarter. Just say at 10 minutes. 5 minutes, maybe not, because somebody could possess the ball the whole five. 10 minutes. I mean, you know, these games, Tampa Bay, Los Angeles, Kansas and them, I think the TV people would have loved another hour with the ratings that got on those games.
Oh, my God,
how long ago. So all this convoluted stuff about the coin, just add 10 minutes. Now, one other thing, if you don't mind me saying.
Go ahead.
What is the point of an extra point? You know, okay, if somebody wants to go for 2 point, what is it, 5, 10 yards out? I think statistically teams only make about 40%. So you're going to reward a team one extra point for that? Why not get rid of the extra point, or either give 5 points? You know, it's, or for field goals, how about 3 points, 30 yards, 4 points? I think little rules like that would just make the game fairer, more interesting. And last but not least, if you get tackled for first down, they spot the ball, they measure it, it's where they hit the ground. But when they go for a touchdown, all they got to do is stick the ball over the plane. I think that's crazy. I think the ball should land in the end zone. So anyway, I just want to make those comments to see what you think.
All right, William, I appreciate the call. Look, I don't think they want to change, you know, football. I mean, we could reinvent the whole game and start over. And I don't think they want fundamental changes like no more extra points. They make the extra point a little more difficult. I like that idea. But with all the statistics and everything that's on the record books and just the way the game is played and the strategy, I don't have a problem with extra point. I like the idea of 2 points, which was something that was in college before it was in the NFL. I like that. You can stretch the ball out. If you're going for a first down, you can stretch the ball out. And if it crosses the plane of that first down marker before you go out of bounds, just like with the goal line, you get the ball advanced to where you, you know, you were reaching out for it. I don't have a problem with that. There's one rule change, though, that I think should take place. When a team commits a penalty on a touchdown, and the 15-yard penalty is assessed on the kickoff, that's really not much punishment. I say if you commit a penalty on a touchdown, the 15-yard penalty goes from where you start the ball, either forwards or backwards. Let's say somebody runs it out to the 30. You either start it from 15 yards ahead or 15 yards back, depending on the penalty. But I don't think, I mean, I think it's just such a wash for the penalty to be assessed on the kickoff because it's meaningless. But it would hurt or really benefit, it would hurt one team, obviously, if it is assessed on the first play of the next series. Let's go to Elston in New Orleans. Elston, you're on WWL.
Yes. My thing is this year, to be honest with you, with the overtime period, my thing, I think to be fair to each team, they should go to like a system like, okay, in overtime, each team possess the ball from the 50-yard line.
Okay.
And from the 50-yard line, whoever scores, if both of them score touchdowns, start it off at the 50 again. If you score a touchdown, after that, you have to go for two. Something that each team can possess the ball.
Right.
And that way, that would make it more fair to me and just speaking, you know what I'm saying? Because the coin toss, whoever get the ball first and all that there, whoever scores, you know, that's cool, but that takes the fun out of the game, especially in good games.
Well, and especially how empty, you know how empty do you feel if your team didn't even get a chance to touch the ball in overtime?
Exactly. So that's why I would say, since it's a professional, okay, your team start the 50, whatever y'all do, if y'all score a field goal or whatever, the next team get at the 50. If they score a field goal or touchdown, then each team had a chance to have the ball. And then whoever went from there, win. That's my option.
Yeah. Elston, I appreciate the call. Look, there are a lot of great suggestions that are coming out, and I'm sure the NFL is going to consider this because I would be really surprised if there isn't a reassessment of some of these rules. Like Drew Brees says, roughing the passer. And a reassessment of the overtime rules. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Text messages right now are either about overtime rule changes or about your crummy internet. I've picked a few of them.
Okay.
Here's one that says, Scoot, did you have to put clothes on to go to the station?
Yep, yep, yep.
No. I get dressed to do the show when I'm at home.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Because I just think, you know, first of all, I don't feel very professional when I'm just naked. You know, I mean, it's
no
I don't feel professional. And so I'm not going to sit naked. I'm not going to sit there and do it in my pajamas. I'm not going to sit there and do it in my underwear. You know, I might call the Vin.com thing in my underwear, but I'm not going to do the
well,
show.
Well, that's easy.
That's easy in your underwear. I'm not going to do the show in my underwear. So I was fully dressed. But I mean, I had to grab my papers and I had to grab my, you know, I had to grab some things before heading down.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, I switched from Cox to T-Mobile's new 5G internet base station. It's like $50 a month, but it's been rock solid. You could even use it as a second backup internet.
Okay.
And that is not the only person that's texted me about this T-Mobile 5G internet doodad, so maybe that's something you should look into.
I'm going to definitely look into that because I need, for the times that I do the show at home, and then I do the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel, I need great internet service there because if I don't, the picture's not going to be right. So I need strong internet at home, and if that's what I'm paying for, I should get it, and it shouldn't be interrupted like sometimes it's interrupted like today.
Here's one more that says, Starlink is Elon Musk's new internet service, hopefully up and running in our area soon. Waiting until then, Cox and AT&T are like the same.
Yeah.
So probably not going to be fruitful for you to switch to AT&T. You'll have the same problems you do.
Yeah, and look, you know, I've met some really nice, I mean, I've met a couple of these techs. I mean, because they come out so often, I get to know the techs. I know a couple of techs, they're really good guys. You know, I mean, I'm learning about, you know, one of them, you know, one of them has a 21-year-old son and his wife just had a new baby. He said, I didn't think everything was still working.
Oh, wow.
So he's got a brand new daughter.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I don't want to mention his name because I don't want to get him in any trouble. Not that he would be in trouble for having a baby, but just I don't want to that we get into these personal conversations.
Look, you're right, though. I see where you're going with that. We're not here to try to dunk on Cox and say that the people who work there aren't doing their best. But at the end of the day, you're paying for the service and you're just being let down over and over again. Something's got to give.
Here's what I want to know. If you're going to record my phone calls, and you always announce that you're recording my phone calls when I call in, I don't know why more people don't get fired, because a lot of the people that I talked to did not do their job. And so if you're going to have that recording, and start firing people, because there are a lot of people out there that want jobs, fire them. People should not get away with being incompetent at their job. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Tech. Oh, what song is next? Because I don't have my list in front of me yet.
Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Army Show by Neil Diamond.
Right. Yes? Ian's got, I got to find my list. Okay. It's just, it's
all, I got you. I got you back.
All shuffled up in here in my paper. I'll find it during the news break. All right, happy birthday today to Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond is 81 years old. So is Aaron Neville. And we did a song for Aaron Neville earlier. We'll do another one later. Neil Diamond, 81 years old, born in Brooklyn, New York, but lives in L.A. still, I believe. This is my favorite Neil Diamond song. You know, it's really up-tempo. It wasn't one of those sad, sappy songs. And there were some songs that he did that, you know, just kind of a waste of time, in my opinion. But I thought this was one that really kind of slapped. We'll be back on WWL. Sad note on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar for today, January the 24th. It was on this day in 2006 that Lou Rawls, a great soul singer, Lou Rawls, passed away at the age of 72. He had battled lung cancer for a long time, and I remember seeing him and doing an interview with him. He was at the Blue Room Hotel. He's at the Blue Room in the Roosevelt Hotel, and he was one of the kindest and most gentle people that I've ever interviewed. So I have great memories of Lou Rawls. Was as smooth as his voice, and he had quite a voice, and this was one of his big hits from the past. All right, we continue the show coming up into the next hour. I'm Scoot, raced down from my apartment at West End, so I am in the studio now looking for a couple of things, still trying to get settled here. So there seems to be a lot of talk that I think might be somewhat legitimate about Sean Payton leaving the Saints for TV. And even Gil Benson is saying, we don't know, but we'll know soon. I hope he stays, but I wrote a blog about why he might go. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.